Little yellow sticky notes on my desktop remind me now of a few stray but important news stories that I've been collecting. These are stories that informed investors will want to make part of their considerations. Hi, I'm Charles Goyette. Great Britain's Royal Mint has begun offering gold bullion and coin trading services directly to the public online. It brags that not only can the public buy and sell on its website 24 hours a day directly, 365 days a year, but that clients can store their gold right there with the Royal Mint, which they point out is guarded by the British Ministry of Defense. The government considers some British bullion coins, by the way, to be legal tender, so they are not subject to the penalty of capital gains taxation, at least in Great Britain. Now that's a plus, and the legal tender laws in the U.S. need to be repealed for that and for other reasons. Still, I can't think of many bigger gold investing mistakes than buying directly from the government and storing your gold with the government. Shanghai Gold Exchange kicked off its new bullion trading exchange in the Shanghai Free Trade Zone last week. It's a move with several objectives. It's aimed at furthering economic freedom, actually, by making for the easier movement of capital across national borders in the East. Prices will settle in yuan, providing a boost to China's currency. Of the event, the head of the Gold Trade Association, the World Gold Council, talked about gold moving from the West to the East, and he said, "The growth of the Shanghai Gold Exchange to become the world's largest physical gold exchange provides compelling evidence that the future for gold is physical." Well, that is certainly true. The new opening helps Asia continue to steal the lead from the West as the world's leading gold trading center, and more specifically, it boosts China, which is already the world's largest gold buyer. As I have pointed out repeatedly, countries and people that cultivate honest precious metals currencies and become net acquirers of precious metals become more significant in the affairs of mankind. The zeitgeist just moves their way. Now, this has been the case since early Athens, since the Byzantine Empire, since Florence of the Renaissance, since the days of the British Empire, and even in the case of a young republic called America. Too bad our governing classes have adopted policies to dissipate our prosperity and policies that undermine our prominence in the advancement of the human race. But then we have listened to academics and we have empowered officials who are so much wiser than the entire accumulated experience of mankind. They'll tell you so themselves. David Stockman reposted a piece the other day about the economic calamity that has now been visited upon Ukraine. It describes the recession the country is in now, that exports have fallen 19%, that GDP has fallen 5% in just the past year, that retail sales are in free fall, that industrial production is collapsing, that inflation is running at 14%, and that the currency has been destroyed. Yes, that would be the Ukrainian currency that Senator Marco Rubio wants to prop up at your expense, as if we weren't already borrowing enough money from around the world. But the thing that grabbed my attention from Stockman's posting of the details of the Ukrainian tragedy is the headline that he put on it. It reads, "Thanks for the coup, Washington." And that's it for today's podcast Post-it Notes for your freedom and prosperity. I'm Charles Goyette.
For information on how to order Charles Goyette's Freedom and Prosperity newsletter and more, please log on to moneyandmarkets.com or call toll-free 1-800-291-8545.